大家好，我是 Jenny， 你正在收听由开云英语带来的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hey guys, this is Adam.
啊，今天这集节目的主题呢，让我觉得有一点焦虑。因为我们今天就是要说说焦虑这种困扰着许多许多中国人的情绪。
So you're worried about talking about being worried about something?
没有，今天想做这集节目就是因为我觉得要用一个形容词形容现在很多人的状态的话，可能这个都是 you know, one of the top words、很焦虑。比如像我小孩在上学嘛，很多家长非常焦虑，幼升小，小升初，然后年轻人刚出社会啊，找工作，买房子，各种各样，很焦虑。对、So anyways, 这确实是我们都要面对的一种情绪，所以我们还不如拿着积极学习的心态来学一下英文可以怎么来形容焦虑。
Okay, so I already said worried. Now maybe worried isn't quite accurate.
对，我觉得 worried 就还没有焦虑这么焦虑，你懂我意思吗？
We do have another phrase with worried, which is worried sick. This kind of sounds more about like a parent's general attitude towards their children. You're worried sick about their education. You're worried sick about...
那 worried sick 就是把它当成一个短语，一个 phrase 来记，是吧？
Yep. I was worried sick about you. Why didn't you call?
Okay. 还有你说的，父母非常焦虑孩子的这个教育。
Yeah, well, like all those parents in
America. 学区房。
Yeah, you know, it's just like, it's a very common attitude that people have. They're worried sick about their future. They're worried sick about their children's future.
是，所以他要搭配的介词是 about.
Yes, you're worried sick about something.
Something. 好，那看完 worried sick 以后啊，我觉得我们接下来这个词可以多花一点时间说。
This is the one. This is the main event.
这是我们今天的重头戏，是吧？硬菜上来了。
Right. So the word is...Anxious. Anxious, but it has a cousin, a noun, anxiety.
对，这两个词啊，形容词、名词意思都一样，就是焦虑。Anxious, 它的拼法是
A-N-X-I-O-U-S.
Okay, so anxious.
Anxious.
然后 anxiety.
Anxiety.
当名词的时候发音就很不一样。
That's right, anxiety, anxious.
好，那 Adam, 你觉得 anxious be worried or worried sick 更像我们说的焦虑？
It can. So one thing I wanted to say before we really got into like...psychological anxiety, and the meaning is basically like expect, right? Or hope. Like I'm anxious to go home today because I really just want to go home. So it's you're expressing something that you want. Oh, you know, my friend is coming to visit me next week. I'm really anxious for my friend to get here.
你刚刚说到一个我觉得很 deep 的一件事儿，很深奥，就是我们之所以会 anxious, 会焦虑，就是因为我们有一个希望，有一个预期 expectation、
right.
比如你要我大儿子明天他们要中文默写、然后我今天就很 anxious 因为我预期是说我们在家已经练了那么多他应该考100分啊、然后我就非常 anxious 对
Yeah, so I mean that's the thing if you look in the dictionary it will usually split up these two meanings that one of sort of like hope and expectation and the other one of like, oh, the world is a terrible place and it's crushing me. But yeah, maybe they are more connected than we realize.
好，那它搭配的介词是我们你刚刚说 anxious for?
You can be anxious for something and you can be anxious about something.
比如要考试很紧张，可以说 I'm so anxious about the test.
So if you're anxious about the test, you're probably worried.If you're anxious for the test, you probably just want to take it right now.
Okay.
Like, I'm waiting to take this stupid test.
Oh, 所以它搭配的介词不一样，意思也有一点不一样。
Right, so you are taking a driving test pretty soon, right? Are you anxious for it or anxious about it?
我刚开始学开车的时候 I was super anxious about that test. 现在因为就练了比较久嘛，就看到就感觉到自己还是在进步 ，so I'm kind of anxious for it.
Nice.
我就想赶快考完拿到驾照。
Okay, well, what about you guys? Are you anxious for Jenny to take the test or anxious about Jenny taking the test?
好的，那这个形容词说完以后，我们说说它的名词 anxiety 好啦。
Okay, so what was the word I used earlier? Psychological.
心理上。
Yes, anxiety is a feeling that we all have, but it's also this psychological idea.
对，因为我觉得不仅是中国啊，大家都有很多 you're feeling a lot of anxieties,、mm-hmm. 对吧？大家感到很焦虑。你看在国外，美国、加拿大一模一样，很多人会 suffer from anxiety, 好像它是一种是什么可以被诊断的一个心理状况、mm-hmm. 是吗
Yeah, a lot of us are suffering from anxieties. Actually, you brought up a good point there because anxiety can be a singular word, and it can also be a plural word.
啊、oh, 所以它单复数都可以用。
Yes, because if you have one anxiety, you probably have many more.
这倒是就是 anxious 的人他就对什么东西都很紧张。
Right.
好那哎另外是不是有一个词叫 antsy? 它就是比较口语的 anxious 的意思。
Yeah, we have a phrase, ants in my pants. Maybe your kids have said that. Something yeah. that kids always say, right?
蚂蚁在裤子里 ants in my pants.
I got ants in my pants. They're going to dance all the way to France. And it goes on and on, yeah. and on and on and on and on. But I think at some point, somebody took that phrase and just shortened it to antsy. So if someone's really antsy, he can't sit still.
Oh, 就多动症嘛 antsy.、Mm. 好吧。我们刚刚描述了很多 anxious 啊，我脑子一直在想的另外一个词是 nervous.
Okay, well, nervous is that feeling that we should have before our tests.
就紧张嘛。
Right, yeah,、exactly.
对，我觉得 nervous 就对你就很紧张，它还没有 anxious 更丰富的那一层焦虑的意思，好像。
Well, it's weird because, like,For example, people always say, like, Adam, do you get nervous when you sing a song in front of people? I don't. But a lot of people do,
yeah.
right? But I don't really think that I'm a very nervous person. I think that, of course, we can all get nervous. If I was in front of a million people, I would probably get nervous. But I'm thinking about other people who are nervous all the time.And it's very difficult to talk to them because...
对,有些人的可能 personality, 他个性就是很 nervous,
很
紧张的。
So it's just, they're always like, yeah, their body is very tense. You can't say anything to them without them going like,
nervous 让我想到下一个近义词 stress. 就压力很大很紧张那个是吧现在人的生活里面就有很多 stress、
right.
然后你也经常会听到别人说 Oh, I'm so stressed out、所以 stressed out 也是一个我觉得特别形象的比喻啊、就压力太大了然后你这个人整个人就 out 了
Right, yeah
You're so stressed out
Oh, I'm so stressed out lately
Yeah, stressed out about something 是吗、除了 stressed out, 其实还有一个短语啊，就是也形容这种压力很大，然后很焦虑的状态。
Are you talking about worked up?
Yes, I am.
Yes, you are. Well, yeah, worked up is funny because, again, it makes me think about someone that is so tense. Like, I can almost just feel the tension. And yes, this could be because you're very, very stressed out. But we also always say, like,He gets worked up about something.
Or about nothing.
Yeah. Yeah. So, like, we all know somebody who, you know, really hates something really specific, like, hates when somebody closes the door too loud, and, you know, at work, and he'll start yelling and blah, blah, blah. And why does he get so worked up?
Yeah. 对。所以这个 worked up 就是工作的那个 work, 对吧?但我们要加 ed, worked up.他也常常用在劝人家，就是用在一个否定的语气。Don't get so worked up.
Well, that's what I have to tell myself sometimes when I get angry about, you know, some maybe like someone's walking too slow, right?
我觉得生活当中不管是大问题小问题吧，就是 try not to get too worked up， 因为你再过几天。过几个小时，或者看看就 ，Oh, it was nothing.
It was nothing, probably.
Yeah. 对。
Yeah, what did I get so worked up about?
对 ，Why exactly? 对吧？为什么要那么 worked up 啊？好，那我们今天节目的最后呢，为大家选了两个很可爱的，我觉得挺形象的小短语，都和肚子有关，然后都形容的也是这种 ，you know, very anxious,
right,
nervous 的心情。
Okay, do you guys like butterflies?
蝴蝶。
Do you like? Having butterflies in your stomach?
I like butterflies, 但是
在
我肚子里我觉得很奇怪。
Yeah, how did they get there, right? Like, did you eat them? Were they born there?
像恐怖片。
But the idea is if you have butterflies in your stomach, you are very nervous, you are very antsy.
就很紧张啊。其实这个短语就最能形容比如什么考试前、
yes.
面试前一个大的事情之前。
Yeah, exactly.
它的用法是什么
I have
butterflies in my stomach、
yeah.
OK 好那我们今天最后要介绍的这个短语呢是
Stomach in knots、
oh.
Yeah, my stomach is in knots
是吃坏了吧 Food poisoning
You know, it kind of could be you could, Because you could express that feeling as, Oh, I feel like my stomach's in knots But usually, again, this is because ofBeing nervous.
OK. 好那它也是一个固定的短语啊 Stomach, 肚子或者肠子对吧、
mm-hmm.
In knots.、
Mm-hmm.
Knots 是 K-N-O-T-S,、
right.
就打结。
Yes.
肠子都打结在一起。Again, 我就觉得是吃坏了。但英语里面它的意思是你很紧张。
Right. Now, butterflies in your stomach, that could be something like...You know, you're asking a girl on a date for the first time. But like stomach in knots, that might be something more serious.
Yeah, like when she refuses you.
Like it could be, or maybe like you have to go give a talk afterwards to 1,000 people about asking a girl on a date. Your stomach might be in knots.
好的，那我们今天的节目就到这儿，为大家介绍了一系列如何形容焦虑的英语。那我们也希望在生活当中 ，It's hard to say 就不要那么焦虑，因为 we do have a lot of stress, 对吧
？Yeah, that's right. That's right. We do have a lot of stress. There are a lot of things, that we should rightly feel anxious about.、Mm-hmm. Just remember, guys, there is no need to get.Worked up over very little things.
这也是我想说的。Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Don't get worked up about it. 好，那我们今天的节目就到这儿。那也希望所有想提升英语的朋友来看一下开言英语的会员课程。你可以跟着我们学习最地道自然的英语。请下载开言英语 App 免费进行试用。Okay, thank you for listening. We'll see you next time.
All right, bye guys.